St. Mary's boys basketball coach David Brown is with us, and they're in the state championship game. Coach Brown, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're back in this championship game. So, you know, what does this year feel like compared to last year?
Well, we knew going into the year we had a pretty good nucleus coming back from last year's team, but we did lose our leading scorer, Ali Barry and Henry, who were 3-year starters for both of them. But it's been a ride for sure. You know, kids came off a Super Bowl in football, so it was tough to get them mentally into basketball season. So we had some early losses, but we faced a tough schedule to prepare us for the state tournament, and I think that's what helped us big time once the tournament started.
Well, tell us about the earlier matchups in the league with Archbishop Williams, your opponent here in the championship game. I know they beat you here in Lynn in by a point, right?
Yeah, that was a tough game. They beat us at the buzzer on an offensive rebound. But it was a back-and-forth game. I actually just got done watching it on film. They had some great players. The kid Campbell got MVP of the league this year. They had a transfer guard came in, and he's doing phenomenal for them. They play set 8 or 9 guys. The coach does a real good job of running sets and recognizing our set. So we definitely have to be prepared for a tough battle on Saturday, hopefully, and hopefully we can pull it out at the end.
What is the most dangerous weapon on that team, or two or three?
For them, it's definitely it starts with the kid Campbell. He's just so explosive. Kid jumps out of the gym. He gets the ball on the block. He can just score right over people. And then they have their guard plays very strong as well. They push the ball in transition, get some easy baskets and quick shots. They don't stop playing. You know, if in this tournament alone, they've been down at times, and they've kept on pushing the ball and playing hard, and they've been able to overcome some deficits. But so they play very well. They play with a lot of confidence. So I think that it's one of the things that we have to understand that they're going to have to go on runs during the course of the game, and we have to weather those runs, and hopefully it comes down to one or two possessions late in the game.
Well, give our listeners a quick elevator pitch or the quick overview on your team, in the sense that David Brown, your son, is a leading scorer. But yet, on the other hand, you have so many other complementing players that contribute in kind of many different ways to the team. So maybe just give us a quick overview of your team.
Yeah, we're far from a one-man basketball team. During the course of the season, we've had six guys lead us in scoring on any given night. That's our 5 starters. And then also J.J. Martinez, a freshman off the bench, who stepped up big time when David was out with an injury and he was leading us in scoring at that point in time. We shoot the ball very well from three-point land. We have the guards who attack. We try to pressure teams as much as we can. But I think we're capable of playing in the half court as well with our shooters and the way we defend in the half court as well. So we just try to, take care of the basketball, play defense, and, try to push the ball and play as fast as we can.
Tell me about a most improved player on this team, or players, and a most improved area of play for your team during the course of the season.
Well, I'd start with the most improved area. During the course of the season, we had a few new kids step up and play varsity this year. And I think throughout the year, we threw a lot of sets at them. And we probably got they probably got overwhelmed. So once this tournament started, we scaled back a little bit. And I think since the tournament started, we've been really executing on the offensive end with our sets. And that's very important. Taking care of the ball, knowing what you're supposed to be doing, knowing your sets, and getting good shots out of it. As far as the most improved player, I would say it'd have to be J.J. Martinez, a freshman. We knew what we had going into the season with him, but no one else really knew. He stepped in, and he's playing over 25 minutes a game for us. I think he's third or fourth in scoring. And when he's on the floor, things don't change from the first 5. So we have really 6 starters in our team, in my opinion. And when J.J. steps on the floor, we lose nothing.
Finally, as a coach, having been to championship games, and some of these players are familiar with the thing as well, what are you telling your players now at this point of the season, and how do you focus them, or are they completely focused? What do you do as a coach kind of on the psychological side of this?
Well, as far as practice goes, we still try to prepare the same way we've done all year long, whether it's offense or defensive day. We try to learn their personnel and their sets as best we can, the opponents. And like you said, these kids are winners. They've been winning in football. They won in basketball before. Some of them won in baseball. So I know the moment's not going to be too big for them as far as, stepping on the floor and being in a different environment with a lot of fans and a big arena. So I'm confident that our kids are comfortable with that setting, and we just have to know we have to play every possession like it's the last possession of the season, because that's what it could be.
Yeah. Well, Coach, thanks so much for your time, and congrats. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coach David Brown, St. Mary's boys basketball.